Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. He's back. It's Dave the Computer Guy with Tex and the Berg with us again this morning. Dave, you and I had such a fun time last time. At the end of the show, we sat around and said, we're going to do this every month.
It was a blast. And like I mentioned several weeks ago when I was on the air, it feels like home when I come in here.
Oh, it does.
Like, you know, from 10 years ago doing a show for 2 years, it's second nature.
Well, and you have so much information. You're so good at this, and that's why it's fun, and it's just because I just said to you a minute ago, this is such real life because we all deal with computers in some way.
Virtually everybody uses a computer in one way or another, and you can't get around it these days. And
so I look forward to doing this every month just because I know you'll come in and you'll either answer some of my own questions or and I know everything we talk about is, like I said, is something we all encounter.
It's going to be very interesting. Back on the air every month now.
Yeah. So it's every month at some point. Listen for Dave the Computer Guy with Tex and the Berg. Tex and the Berg is down on Caroline Street.
1025 Caroline Street in the heart of downtown Fredericksburg.
You're right over there. The Whittinghams is your neighbor, and
yes,
down in that
Body Works gym, and right across from the apothecary shop.
Yep. So that's where you can find Tex and the Berg and Dave the Computer Guy is here. Backups is what we're going to jump into today.
Yep. The past few weeks, I've been thinking about what can we talk about today? Well, that was sort of forced upon me. The past week or two, we've had several businesses with server crashes. The ones we've managed before the server crash, we had up and working the very next business day. The ones who we didn't manage who crashed, that's a whole different story. And I cannot emphasize enough how important backups are. And a lot of people take it for granted. They're like, we'll back up next week, or I'll get another hard drive. We'll take care of it soon enough. That's when fate will bite you in a really bad way. And with a business, if a business has everything on a server and that server crashes and they don't have proper backups, it's virtually a death sentence. 10 years ago, we did a few shows on backups. And if a business loses all their data and it's not recoverable, 50% of them go out of business virtually immediately.
And really?
And the remaining 50% over the next 2 years, about 49% of those are out of business. It is virtually a death sentence. If you lose all your financial data, everything is gone. It's very, very difficult to recover from.
And it's, when you think about it, Dave, I mean, that's kind of like in the pre-computer days having a fire.
Yes. If before computers, if everything you had is stored in file cabinets and there's a blaze, a big fire, and everything's gone, think about that. How would you recover from that? It's very difficult.
And see, I think a lot of us think, and I'm sure so in the back of everyone's mind is, well, if I do have a failure, Dave will be able to go in and recover things. You know, he knows how to do that. You can do some, but not obviously not all.
If everything is set up properly, it's not that big of a deal. It's all in preparation. It's sort of like someone moving a house. If it's planned, moving a business from one office to another, if it's planned properly, it's going to go well. If it's not planned properly, it'll be a nightmare. If your backups are not planned, if you don't have a business continuity plan in place and you don't check your backups, you're in for a world of problems if something goes wrong with that server.
And that's, boy, when you just said, check your backups. Don't just, even if you have backups, it may not be backing up like you think.
Case in point, one of our clients recommended us to another client of theirs who called and said, our server's down. Do you know anyone? They called us. We went I talked to them on the phone. They said, we have backups. And I was like, good. Went on site. I said, when's the last time these backups were checked? They said, well, we really don't check them. I'm like, oh, no. And looked, all the backups were corrupt. Everything was gone. The hard drives were unrecoverable. They lost 4 years of financial data.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about having a bad day.
And they thought they were fine. They had hard drives hooked up, but the backups weren't running properly. And unless you check a backup, you virtually have to assume it is not good. You have to check it. You have to restore test files from it, verify these backups work. And it's part of planning. And if you don't do it, you're taking a big chance.
Well, and with so much riding on this kind of information, that's why you need to have somebody like Tex in the Berg being able to look at some of this, or you need to have someone on staff that has the certifications and
yes,
all of that.
That has the background to do this. And you see it all the time with companies, you know, municipalities getting hacked, and all their data is encrypted. They're being held for ransom.
Yeah.
And their backups weren't done properly. Their business continuity plans weren't in place or followed through on, and they end up paying a ransom to get their data back.
Well, and the other thing, I guess, it's important that you do check out and make sure the people that you have checking your backups and doing this know what they're doing, because you don't want to find that out either, that all of a sudden everything has crashed, and so you've said, well, you know, you took care of this for me.
And we've had business owners who get scared. They read something, they see something on TV, and they call us up and go, okay, we know you're managing our network. Can you come in here and restore a file right in front of me to verify that this is working perfect? We'll be like, we do it every month. We'd be more than happy to have you right there, put your eyes on this, and watch us restore this file for you, and we'll both see it together. And then it puts their mind at ease. Actually, I did that this week with a large accounting firm who we managed. They had a massive hardware failure on the server. We got them up, back up and working the very next business day. And after that fact, the owner wanted to verify, okay, you know, I want to see these backups working again after the server crash, and showed them. I said, they've been working ever since we got back up and working the very next business day. And, it, you know, some people are like, show me. And for Missouri or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good way to be. That's a good way. I'd rather have it that way than somebody complacent and they really don't care. Well, I'm running the business. I don't have time, and I don't care if the backups are working.
I can't imagine what a sad moment that, and how hard it has to be. I mean, in some ways, it's like you being a doctor having to go to tell someone they have cancer when you have to say, I'm sorry, but we can't find any of this.
It's serious as a heart attack. Literally.
Yeah.
It is very, very serious, and we take it very seriously. That is probably the most important thing any tech support company will do, is manage the backups. And it is that important. If that business wants to be a viable business in the future, the backups have to be there.
Yeah. No,
And it's not a case of when something happens or if something happens, it's when. Because everything electronic will break sooner or later if used enough.
Well, and that's the thing. There are so many reasons behind it. It can be used enough. It can be a power surge. It can be just some small little thing that does it.
It can be software. It can be hardware. I've had a lightning strike melt everything in a server room, including a $1,200 surge protector, and it melted everything. And if you don't have backups stored outside of that room, that would all been zapped.
I just one of these storms that we had a couple of weeks ago, one of the bigger storms, and a neighbor told me that she had a brand new computer, brand new laptop, and you know, it's a paperweight now.
It happens in a split second. People, I hear it so often. Well, I have a surge protector. I do this, I do that. Against a lightning strike, if it's still plugged into the wall and it's plugged into the surge protector, all bets are off with a lightning strike. I've seen too many things happen, and the only surefire way is to unplug everything from the wall, from the internet, from everything from that computer. That's the only 100% way to protect against a lightning strike.
I was going to ask you about that. So when storms come through, don't take any chances.
Yes. And I did something, gosh, it was a year or two ago, and I wasn't thinking. I had a laptop that I was working on, a thunderstorm came through, and I had it plugged into the wall. And
yeah.
It just was a momentary lapse. It just slipped my mind that it was plugged into the wall, and there was a lightning strike nearby, and it didn't hurt anything. Laptop's fine, but I had my hand on my touchpad on my laptop, and I got zapped. I could feel the
electric.
I could feel it come through my hand.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. I looked down, I grabbed the cord and yanked it out of the wall. And it was, anyone can make a mistake. And that's with me. I forgot it was plugged into the wall when that thunderstorm came through. And we don't work on computers at offices during thunderstorms. And I've had business owners get furious at us. They're like, we work on, you know, through thunderstorms. Who cares? It's just a thunderstorm. I'm like, you can't work on electronics, you know, in a thunderstorm. I know people do, but we certainly don't try to repair computers in a thunderstorm when, you know, plugged into the AC. No.
Interesting stuff. Dave, the computer guy here with Tex and the Berg. Much more coming up. Backups are our focus this morning. We'll be back in a minute and continue this on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Dave, the computer guy, in with us from Tex in the Berg this morning as we're talking backups this morning. As we talk, Dave, it's just the other thing it reminds me, I mean, this really is operating without a net if you're not backing stuff up.
Absolutely. You're living very, very dangerously. And just got a page. Let me cancel that. You're living very, very dangerously. And it's so preventable, but some companies, they're like, we don't need it. We don't want to spend the money on it. And they are, you know, walking a tightrope with no net.
Well, one of the things, because we talked about, you know, unplugging your computer while you're during a storm. I always try to, and again, it's, you know, you mentioned, I mean, sometimes you do really have to stay up on these things, because you mentioned, you know, just getting, you know, feeling the electricity come through your computer. When I leave in the mornings, I even try to unplug my laptop from the wall, just figuring that you just never know during the day. I mean, even a day like this, you could get a surge or something. I don't want to come home and open up my computer and not be able to get it to boot up.
Yes, and it's really difficult, especially with weather related incidents. I mean, they might not be calling for a thunderstorm, and a thunderstorm sweeps through the area at 3 a.m, everyone's asleep.
Yeah.
And they get up and, oh gosh, there's a lightning strike near my business. Everything's fried. You know, what do I do? And you can't be 100% prepared all the time, but you can do what you can do and make sure, you know, you've done due diligence and do everything humanly possible. You can't plan for every event under the sun, but you know, you can do what you can do, basically. Don't do nothing.
Well, right, and I was going to say, at the very least, external hard drives now are not all that expensive, and you can get them with a lot of storage.
Yes, they come, they're usually at least 1 terabyte, and you know, you get them 2, 3, 4 terabytes or even larger, and they start at like $40 or $50, and that is a small price to pay to have some peace of mind that your data is being backed up. And another important thing is, once it is backed up, bring it off the network. And whether it's an external hard drive or you do offsite Carbonite or whatever online backups, which are another type of backup, which is great offsite. But if you do backups with an external hard drive, once the backups are done, rotate them out. Get one offsite. And about 20, 21, 22 years ago, I worked for a large IT company in that IT department, a large company up in Northern Virginia. And every day we would be assigned one of our tech support crew, take the day's backup off-site. We had an off-site storage facility with a fireproof safe. We'd be storing the backups every single day. And, you know, driving across town with the backup tape, put it in the fireproof box, and it was that important. And actually, it was very good that we had such stringent backups, because at one time, a $250,000 server failed, and we had to go to the backups. We had thousands of employees and like 100 and some stores in many states. Mm. And it took a day or I think, no, probably 2 days to restore everything, but we were back up and working. And because of, you know, that we did such good backups.
Well, and we all think that because when technology works, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
But we just never expect that it's not to. But when you think about it, I mean, especially when you see this all the time, when you get into a computer and you just see really how fragile they really are.
The hard drives, the old style hard drives, the mechanical drives with platters, they're very durable for what they are, but the tolerances and the speeds that the platters rotate are pretty amazing. I remember on a show 10 years ago in here, we were describing that the old style hard drives, which are still a mainstay today, they have these rotating metal platters with sort of like a tone arm with a needle on it. Thinking about a turntable, but it's not really a needle. It's a read and write head.
Yeah.
But the tolerances are so tight that read and write head floats over the platter as it rotates. And if you were to put a fingerprint on that platter and rotate the platter, the read and write head would make a smear through your fingerprint. And without touching the platter itself, that's how close a tolerance these hard drives work under, and they fail all the time. Even though they're, for what they are, they're amazingly reliable. They do. We get them in the office every day, a failed hard drive.
Another thing that I guess could contribute to this, something as small as just the fan on your computer. They'll fail, and then all of a sudden the computer, because I've had laptops where the fan is gone, and it gets hot pretty quick, and then you start worrying about things.
Yes, the heat is one of the heat and water are the two worst things for any electronics, and if a CPU fan fails or the cooling fan fails, one of the cooling fans, everything can heat up. That even hastens the demise of a hard drive too. If it starts getting heated up, and yeah, then bad things can start happening.
I had a situation last summer where I went up, and this is again a storm that comes up. There was no storms predicted. I had to go up to Northern Virginia. It turns out there was a huge storm. I'd left my computer, my laptop plugged in on my back porch, and left the windows up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the rain came in, and it was soaked. And I thought for sure it was now in this case it took 3 or 4 days, and after it dried out, it slowly came back, and it as things dried out. But I was very lucky, and that's another thing you mentioned, you know, how, you know, water's not your friend.
No, water and electronics do not mix. We get a lot of laptops in where people have a can of soda or bottled water or something, the top's off, and it's sitting right next to their laptop. It gets knocked over.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, their $3,000 MacBook Air is not booting, and there are no lights on it, and That's a tough thing. That's a real tough thing.
If something like that happens, say that does happen at home, when the hard drive gets wet, can you get anything off of it, or is that pretty much it?
No, no. The most hard drive failures can be recovered. It's just the extent of the failure. The platter's damaged. The data is going to be there. It's just what has to be done to retrieve it. I would say 90-95% of hard drive failures are recoverable. Some aren't, but they're rare. But the worse the failure, the more expensive it is. They could, data recovery is very, very expensive. It can range from a 200 or 300 to several thousand.
Wow, this is serious. This is serious.
And it can
stuff
take
then.
A long time. People are like, okay, I need my data back tomorrow. Well, if the data failure, if the hard drive isn't that badly damaged, it might be possible, or it might take weeks. And it's I've seen data recovery take 2, 3, 4 weeks, depending on the severity of it.
And like you say, with the cost, all of a sudden you have to decide. Is it worth it?
Yes, and some business owners and some residential owners are like, no, I can replace these family photos this way. I've got a copy of this financial report somewhere else I can pull up. It's a pain to do it, but it's not worth $2,000 to get this data back. Other people are like, no, all my QuickBooks data is on this. I do not have another copy. I'll do whatever I have to do to get it back.
Well, and we've talked mainly just about kinds of things that, you know, either mechanical related and weather related, but there are all kinds of ways if you don't have backups that if a pipe breaks or there is a fire and things are destroyed.
And we've had people put servers next to water heaters. Like, why? Who planned this? Why is the server sitting next to a water heater or a water closet? And normally server rooms are self-contained away from these things and not sitting next to a water heater or a dishwasher or something like that.
But again, another reason why to have somebody like you that, that can come in and kind of look at the setup and say, we might want to not have that next to the hot water heater.
A little bit of planning and a little money spent beforehand can save an awful lot of trouble in the future.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Dave, the computer guy with Tex and the Berg here. We're talking about backups. We're going to talk more about getting off-site storage and all of that. And we've got a question from a listener has sent in as a question by Facebook, and we'll talk about that too. More coming up with Dave, the computer guy, and News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Tex and the Berg, our focus this morning with Dave, the computer guy. We are talking backups. Before we get back to backups, so Dave, a listener on Facebook gave us the question. I have a Mac laptop that I don't use anymore. It works well. How can I wipe it out?
Bring it to Tex and the Berg. We can wipe it out for you. And especially if there's information on it that you don't want anyone else to have. If you're disposing of this, yeah, I would recommend bringing it to a professional place to have it wiped out for you. We can do that, and any tech support company can do that. And it's more important if you do have personal stuff on there you don't want out. And if you just browse the internet and there's nothing on it, it's not that big of a deal. If you've had financial data, records, anything like that on it, it has to be professionally wiped.
Yeah, because that's something you don't want to take a chance with.
No, you don't want your data out there floating around. And you don't want to just give it to somebody and then they look at it and they're like, gosh, look at this. There's bank account. There's PDFs of all these years' bank records on this thing.
Yeah, no, with so many people out there looking to get you, mm-hmm. and That's another whole show in itself. Just those kind of things. But that's why. But wiping it is something that you probably can't do yourself.
Especially to describe it to them, it would be easier for them just to drop it off, and we can wipe it out and recycle it properly.
Is that a long process when you have to do that? Does it take a while?
It can be. If it depends on the amount of data on it, but that is usually it usually can take anywhere from half a day to a few days.
Okay.
To properly wipe it, and that's without destroying it. We can also take a hammer to it and just bust it into small pieces, and that will put an end to that data for good.
Yeah.
Or we like to wipe it and then just physically destroy it.
It's a good way to take care of it, and just to be sure.
Dave,
the computer guy here this morning, as we talk about backups, I really had never thought as we talk about this subject about just how awful it has to be for you to sit across from a business owner and just say, "I wish he had contacted us yesterday about this."
Yes, and it happens all the time, and we've had businesses virtually come within an inch of losing everything, and then we get the data back and they still won't back it up.
After realizing what might have happened,
they still are like, "No, we don't want to spend the money." And I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry, there's nothing else we can do for you. I mean, if you want to do this, I'm sorry, we can't help you." If it would be like I can't even think of an analogy.
Well, it's like an insurance agent, coming. You're really, in a way, this is like insurance.
In a way, it's insurance. It's to think about a business, going through this, virtually losing everything. They were very lucky to get it back, and they still won't do backups after that. That's amazing.
Boy, you're just playing with
fire. And they're like, "Well, if this equipment's junk, what do we even have it for?" They act like, things never break. Everything's going to break.
It does.
Everything's going to break, and it breaks at the most inopportune time.
And like you say, we've all been in the situation at work where things go down. Just productivity comes to it's you're halted with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, just even going forward, it can take months, if at all, to try to restore some things if you've lost it.
Yeah, and especially today with what these cyber criminals are doing, encrypting PCs and servers, if you have a lot of specialty software installed and you don't have an image, a backup image of the laptop, it can take a long time to recreate everything that's on the PC, mm-hmm. the server, or laptop, and get it back to the way it was before before you got hacked. It's planning. You've got to plan for these events. If you don't, if you're the chosen one, so to speak, and you get hacked, it's going to end up really bad.
And you can have you can have everything in place, but nothing is foolproof, and somebody can just make one mistake.
Yes, and you can have a really good firewall, really good everything. You still can get hacked. It's impossible to 100% prevent that if you are on the internet and your network has internet access. But what can be done is, if your backups are done properly, you can recover from it. If they're not done properly, you might not.
Yeah. So there, we talked about a lot of the different offsite storage. There are a lot of these services you can get that are all cloud based.
Yes, you can do on-site backups as far as an external hard drive or thumb drive, which I highly recommend doing on-site backups and rotate those out. We have companies that rotate out external hard drives every single day, bring them off site to fireproof safes, and if something happens, if something was hacked and encrypted, we have off-site backups that we can recover from. We can go back later that day, earlier that day, or the previous day, and or the previous week or month, and get the backups from. If you have a backup and just one backup drive and it's always attached to the server, if someone hacks your system and encrypts everything, they can encrypt the backup too.
Yeah.
And unless you have an off-site backup of some type, you might not be able to get your data back, or not at a, you pay a premium to the cyber criminal to release the data.
Boy, and that, I mean, I know people that have done that. That's a tough one.
I know people that have paid money to get their data back and they never got it back. I'm like, well, you're trusting a criminal.
Yeah.
You're paying the criminal money and hoping they're honest or honorable to release your data and give you your data back. That doesn't always happen.
Well, these crimes are hard to prosecute. We talked about this the last time because most of it's done overseas.
It's really, really difficult. I had a large law firm, one of the lead attorneys asked me about that, saying that somebody was sending them horrible emails and what can they do? And I said, forget about trying to prosecute or take someone to court.
Yeah.
These people they're overseas somewhere generally, and the internet is a lawless thing. It is the Wild West. You'd spend the rest of your life trying to track these people down and do something to them. And the best thing you can do is protect yourself. And if you're on the internet, it's a Wild West.
Well, and as much as we talk about how you can train your people to stay away from shady sites and suspicious emails, things can happen. I clicked on something it was a situation where I just wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. You just go through it and it looked legitimate, and after I did it, I thought I should have, I knew better than that.
And it happens in a split second. A lot of times someone's very busy, their mind's on something else.
Yeah, that was exactly when it was.
And we've had people get phone calls saying, "We're from Microsoft. We're detecting a virus on your computer. If you let us on your computer, we'll fix it for you so you'll be safe and you can continue to use your computer." They're not thinking correctly, and they let somebody on their computer. Microsoft doesn't call people and monitor their computers for viruses.
Right.
And the next thing they know, they've given their computer over to these people that have remote access, and they give them credit card information, and then they end up spending several hundred dollars and nothing's done because these are criminals anyway. So they got money, they got access to all your data on your computer. And we've had we've had lawyers, doctors, policemen, FBI agents, you name it. Every person from every walk of life has fallen for this.
I was going to say, it's easy to fall for these kind of things sometimes.
And then after the fact, you're like, why did I do this? I can't believe I allowed this to happen. But if you're busy and you got 1,000 things going on in your life and somebody calls and scares you saying this, you're like, oh gosh, yeah, if you can fix it, I'll let you on right now. You're from Microsoft. It's got to be legit. No. Microsoft doesn't
call.
That.
So Dave, the computer guy, here with us this morning on News Talk 1230 WFEA. Tex in the Berg on Caroline Street is where he's at. So say I've either had a failure on my computer, or I do. I have the kind of virus. If in the virus situation, should I just turn the computer off as soon as I realize it and bring it down?
Yeah, it depends on exactly what's going on. A lot of times you can be browsing the internet and all of a sudden a page will pop up and say you're infected, and it's blaring and it's flashing and it tries to scare you to death. Sometimes that is just a bogus site, basically. They're harmless, and if you rebooted your computer, it'll go away and chances are it won't come back. But that can also, if it does come back, or if it comes back in like a day or two, it could be some type of malware, spyware thing on it, or it could be a bad virus. It depends on if you reboot your computer, if it doesn't come back, and everything seems to be working fine. It was just a bogus site meant to scare you. Or it could be some type of malware has gotten on your system.
I guess if you have whatever you have as far as protection, you ought to run that, because if with something like that comes up, you don't want to then be going and doing banking on your computer. You want to make sure that your computer doesn't have something that's monitoring you.
Absolutely, and we've had people ask us, well, I have antivirus. How'd I get a virus? No antivirus is 100%. If there was, we would just use that antivirus. The cyber criminals would be out of business, and that would be
it. We'd all be happy. We'd go away.
No viruses on the computers, but no. The cyber criminals, they're creating stuff every second of every minute, and all we can do is try to keep up. You're never fully caught up, but all you can do is the best you can do, but no antivirus is 100%.
Back to the backups. How does Apple do it? Does Apple have do they have something different?
Yes. It's going to be a backup, but a different type. Like with iMacs,
yeah,
and MacBooks, they have the Mac OS has something built in called the Time Machine. That you just plug an external hard drive in, it recognizes it and it asks you, do you want to use this hard drive for your backups? And you can say yes, and then you can set up the Time Machine. It's just a piece of software that comes with every Mac. And it's very handy, very straightforward, very easy to use. And it's Microsoft has a similar backup feature built into Windows. And Apple also has the iCloud that's on all their equipment that you can use to back up stuff offsite and not just to an external hard drive. And it's a pretty easy to use feature also. And that comes with, I think, 5 gigabytes of free data storage.
Since I last saw you, I had a problem with my phone. It wouldn't charge anymore, so I needed a phone. And having some of that cloud backup made the change over to a new phone much easier. It's complicated.
Yeah,
but
with the iCloud, that's one of its a really good feature of it. You can change devices with it. If you have an iPhone, you can back everything up to the iCloud and then restore it to another phone. So it can make a seamless transition from phone to phone, which otherwise can be a little precarious.
Dropbox is out there too. I've never used that for storage, but I know that they advertise that you can do things like that.
Yeah, there's several different. There's actually probably hundreds of offsite storage things: Dropbox, Google Drive, Microsoft's OneDrive, and most of them have some free storage. Microsoft OneDrive and iCloud both have 5 gigs of free storage. Dropbox, 2 gigs for free of storage. Then after the free amount is used up, then they have their paid amounts, depending on how much you need or whatever.
Yeah.
But that is a good second or third tier backup solution. I recommend on-site backups as far as using external hard drives, swapping those out, then using offsite backups as far as online backups. So because we've had people that had good backups, their backups were tested, worked and everything, but they got damaged or stolen or whatever during the whatever event that brought them down, and they had no other form of backup. But if you got multiple layers of backups, then if you have external hard drives that you're rotating out that are being backed up to, plus offsite online backups also, and everything fails, you're virtually singled out for extinction like the dinosaurs. I mean, it's, you're talking one in many million chances all that would fail at the exact same time.
Yeah.
But anything is possible.
Boy, you have sufficiently scared me this morning, Dave.
Before we came on the air, I said I mean to scare people today to take action, and I hope I have.
Oh, you definitely have. I've already thought.
I've scared myself. I'm going to check my servers now.
That's what I want. I need to go home and make sure that I've done that to certain computers, because, like you say, it can happen like that, and it can be either costly or maybe it's not retrievable.
Yeah. Yep. And it's so preventable. You know, a $50 external hard drive.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of planning can make a lot of difference. We've had residential customers lose all their family photos.
Yeah.
Years and years and years of digital photos gone, not to ever come back again. And a $50 hard drive could have prevented that.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Dave, the computer guy with Tex and the Burke here, will wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Dave, the computer guy with Tex and the Berg here this morning as we have been talking about backups. I'm not going to sleep tonight, Dave, because of you, because I'm going to keep thinking, boy, you know, is my computer protected?
Well, it doesn't have to be that bad. It doesn't cost a lot of money to back up a computer. If nothing else, depending on the amount of data you have, if you're a residential user, you got a laptop or PC at home, and you're low on funds, buy a couple of flash drives. Buy anything.
Yeah.
Back up your photos, back up your QuickBooks database, anything, just to a $10 or $20 flash drive. Unplug it, put it somewhere safe in your house. That is better than nothing.
And know
anything
where it's,
is better than nothing.
And know where it's at, because I had the situation where I recreated everything because I couldn't find it, and then I found it in a drawer, like you said, but I didn't know it.
And we've had businesses do that. We're like, okay, we've taken over a network, and we're checking the backups, checking it, and documenting everything. Okay, where's the software? We have no idea. There's a box in the corner. You can look in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this has to change. If there's a disaster, we have to know where this stuff is, or else, you know, your time to for recovery could be dramatically extended.
Yeah. Wow. We're just about out of time, but last time we spent a great deal of time talking about at the end of the year how Windows 7 is not going to be supported anymore. So be aware of that.
Yes. Yeah, starting at the beginning of next year, Windows 7 is not going to be supported with updates or patches anymore by Microsoft. And everyone is scrambling to upgrade to Windows 10. And we've been doing an awful lot of that, literally hundreds of computers the past few months, upgrading to Windows 10. And it's got to be done by the end of the year.
Now, you mentioned the last time because I'm still using, because it's not tied to the internet, and I'm still using an XP computer, mm-hmm. for things that if you still can use a Windows 7 computer, but you don't want to use it if you've got financial things on it.
Yes, if you still can use virtually any computer on the internet as long as you don't do it for anything that's secure, that no
don't
banking,
be, yeah.
nothing like that. Actually, I just set up a residential user. My company just set up a residential user with another Windows XP machine. His Windows XP machine died. He has stuff on it that it won't run on anything else, even though we could finagle it with, it's called XP mode,
yeah.
For Windows 7. But he just wants Windows XP, and that's it. So we got Windows XP license, almost new computer, new hard drive, put XP on it, all the patches, updates we could get on it, and turned him loose with it. He loves his little Windows XP machine.
Dave the Computer Guy, thank you. Texting the Burke. How can someone get in touch with you?
We're in downtown Fredericksburg, 1025 Caroline Street.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Dave, thanks. See you next month.
Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.